protein crystallization under microgravity. By analyzing it after bringing it back to Earth, detailed 3D structure of the protein is determined, resulting in facilitating development of a remedy for cancer. It is just like finding an appropriate key to a keyhole. Over. Yes, Andrew. A crew member has a private family conference once a week with his or her family. Plus, he or she can give an IP phone call to his or her friends as long as we have broadband communication link via communication satellite network. In addition, email is available on board the ISS, although there are a couple of sending or receiving email messages opportunity a day. Over. Tower, that's a good question. We may put the ISS to unmanned configuration. And even in that case, we can still operate the ISS by sending commands to and receiving telemetry from the ground. To avoid the situation, we carefully monitor the consumable status. Over. Okay, good question, Nicole. Possible emergency situations on the ISS include fire, rapid depressurization, ammonia contamination, and toxic release. In case of fire, after making sure that everyone is safe, we remove electric power from the fire location and stop airflow to try to extinguish fire. We may use fire extinguisher. In rapid depressurization case, we close hatches to determine which part of the space station is leaking and to isolate the affected area. In case of ammonia contamination, we evacuate the Russian segment. In toxic release, if it cannot be isolated, we evacuate. If it can, we wipe it off. We astronauts are well trained for these emergencies. Over. Okay, Alyssa, no anxiety at all. We are well trained for phenomenal situations. In fact, 80 to 90% of astronaut training is dedicated to how to handle malfunctions. We are very confident of our return to Earth, even if we encounter phenomenal situations. Over. Yes, Nina, I was interested in STEM from my early childhood, and the environment I grew up definitely had influence on me. I wanted to become a space engineer when I was a junior high school student because I was inspired by the technology. I changed my mind to become a medical doctor when I was 17 years old. It is a work worth doing because I thought I could be of great help to patients. Over. Okay, Matt, that's an excellent question. A remedy for influenza was modified during its development phase based on a protein crystallization experiment in space. Similarly, new medicine development for an intractable muscle atrophy disease is in progress. Over. Okay, that's an interesting question, Travis. I miss having staff while I am on the ISS. It is awesome to be in a hot bathtub and relax at the end of a day. Under microgravity, you cannot feel a bathtub because water does not drop. Over. Okay, that's a good question, Andrew. I think a space travel will become popular. On the other hand, I guess professional astronauts will reach Mars at that point. You may be the guy to do it. Over. Okay, Alyssa, that's a good question. It may be a political disadvantage not to have a human-rated spacecraft for a while. It is a scientific disadvantage that we can bring back very small amount of science samples without space shuttle. Over. Okay, Angelica, that's an interesting question. The most physically challenging training to me was a spacewalk training that took place underwater. You can create a microgravity-like environment by adjusting weights attached to training spacesuits underwater. You need to control your body orientation by using your arms because you cannot walk. The training continues for 6 hours. You can drink water but cannot eat anything. It was a very challenging training. Over.